Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines.
Everybody has their favorite Christmas from Dixie. Christmas event. You hold it in your heart, wherever home was, generally, probably as you were growing up. I love Christmas in Arizona. I really, really do. You have your choice. You can run up to the snow or stay out in the beautiful Sonoran Desert. But the Christmas events that always tear me up are the ones where we were back home on the bayou, those cold, 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 wet, wet, wet mornings that... dude just dripping off.
The referee, Rob Martel, is huddling with one of the linesmen on the near side. Referee Martel has put the headset up. You're going to get the determination right now.
The call on the ice stands. It's a good goal.
A great text. Amanda, obviously, doing out a little driving and says he, referring to Remy, starts to fall asleep and then hears your voice. Obviously, they have the show on and wakes up and goes, "Dad, Dad, Dad, can't figure out where you are."
Y'all stay tuned.
We'll sleep, Remy. Mommy needs you to nap.
Yeah, we need the nap. Going to be a crowded weekend. The next 4 or 5 days is going to be crowded. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be wrapping up the show at 11 o'clock, just ahead of 11 o'clock, with the reading of The Cajun Night Before Christmas by my mom and dad, Dr. Rosie and Baby K. You know, other gift bag ideas, we've had this Santa bag thing at our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and a lot of tool manufacturers donated tools that we could give away. You know, one of the ones that is one of my favorites is that hearing protection that 3M sent us. I mean, they're earmuffs that have an AM FM receiver in them, and they are set up with a 1/8-inch jack so you can do an auxiliary input from your iPod. The only recommendation I could give 3M is put someplace on the headset to pocket the iPod. Because what happens is the cord goes from the earpiece down to your pocket. And as you're leaning over your saws or you're handling a piece of wood or something, that cable is always kind of in the way. But, man, we were talking about it the other day. I was out in the backyard mowing the lawn, listening to CCR and just jamming and mowing and jamming and mowing. And Jennifer had gone shopping. Well, she got home not announcing herself and walked out in the backyard.
Well,
man,
I did.
I was in them.
I was. He in couldn't the, hear you.
I was in that, you know, self-powered Teflon lawnmower mode, man. I turned 180 and I was getting her done, man. I just about
got
ran Jennifer over. But it's the 3M Tech, T-E-K-K manufacturing company, and they've got this great earmuff hearing protection set that would be a great gift for any of you guys or gals that work in a loud, noisy shop environment. Not good for the job site, a little too comfortable and warm for midsummers, but boy, what a great gift idea for Grandpa working in his shop.
Don't wait to get him for Grandpa, though. You know, let's get Romy a set. You don't realize how precious your hearing is until it's gone.
What?
And sitting here with you and John Jay, you know, all you guys, you can't hear a thing. So get it for the younger guys in your life and gals. And even running the...
You're saying it's too old, too late to save the old ones?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. The dust blower even. You know, that thing is loud. You know, wear them. Don't take your hearing for granted. Use those.
Very good. Very good. Go ahead.
Another one we received multiple comments and inquiries about was the wheels with a Z. Wheelsbarrow. It's instead of a one... wheelbarrow. It's three wheels, so you never need to pick it up when moving it. Very sturdy, very ergonomical. Is that what you call it when you're rotating it? Because you don't have to grab it side by side and pick it up. The wood comes together in the middle, so you just push it. It's like pushing a shopping cart, kind of.
It is. A conventional wheelbarrow takes maximum use of your calves, your hamstrings, your glutes, your abs, your triceps, your lats, and you're manipulating this load by locking your elbows and rotating left or right as you're manipulating that wheelbarrow full of concrete through a backyard to pour a new patio. Well, with this wheelsbarrow and the three wheels, you simply just apply a little pressure on the back handle, The front wheel comes up. You can rotate it to any direction you want. I have to say, the first weekend I used it, I really thought the maneuverability was a compromise. But the more I use it, the more I like it. This is a great gift idea for anybody with corrals or a big garden or wanting to tackle yard work.
And one more real quick before we get to our calls. Don't forget wood. It's the time of year for fire pits, fireplaces, or if you've got somebody, we were talking about barbecue cleaner earlier, if you've got somebody that likes to do smoking or pizza ovens, or you just want that good smell of mesquite. Right now at Paul Bunyan's Firewood, mesquite firewood is down from $420 to $385 a cord. So, and they do deliver if you need some firewood for your pyro side or your outdoorsman side, or just that sound and that crackle is just so hard to you can't duplicate that anywhere else.
At Carol's 16th sweet 16th birthday we had on Thursday night, we were going to do a fire pit with some of Paul Bunyan's flavored wood and stuff. But that was the night it rained all night. We never could get the fire started. We were going to set up a backyard drive-in theater, and we ended up actually having to do it underneath the back patio.
Funny.
We were talking about events throughout Arizona, and some of it we touched on Tucson. We've touched on Phoenix. We've touched on Prescott and the Quad City areas. You can't forget about Williams and Flagstaff.
Well, Williams, of course, the Polar Express on the train. That's you've got to do that with young children. And that's a great one. We've talked about that one at length for our staycations. And then in Flagstaff, they have a North Pole experience where you go to the Little America. It starts at the Little America Hotel. You ride a trolley driven by elves. You go to the North Pole, and you get to work alongside the elves and make gifts. And then you get to learn how to be an elf. And then you get a big family picture taken, and it's just getting rave reviews.
That's awesome. It. Little America. Mm-hmm. Where we spent a part of our honeymoon 36 years ago?
35.
35 years ago. It was Little America, and it was Christopher Creek, Coles Ranch, mm-hmm. right? We were trying to make our way to Taos, but never made it. Oh, man. Let's see. You want to get to the call, Bob? Buddy, we do have a caller. Let's see if we can take care of their call. We're talking an awful lot about the Romero family traditions. It is a call-in home improvement show. Bob, thanks for calling.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling, buddy. How can we help you?
Okay. I have an issue concerning a kitchen sink faucet unit. We just replaced our old one with a new one. And, of course, you have a right and a left lever for hot water and cold water.
Okay.
But this one has an additional unit where you can put a pump in for your dishwashing soap.
Okay.
And, of course, you fasten a little bottle underneath.
Right.
So we did learn one trick where you can take the pump out and pour stuff in there, but that has to happen every so often because that bottle only holds so much
right.
water.
Right.
Well, somebody suggested to me we'll get a longer hose and then go to the store and buy a regular, a larger container of what you want and just run the hose to that. Okay, but to do that, I had to get an extender and another piece of hose. When I assemble the whole thing, I can't get enough pressure from the pump to pull it that distance.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if you could.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's what I was told, but I didn't know if maybe where I extended it, if possibly I didn't, could I put like silicone around where those connections are to... Because could there be an air leak there, that's getting into that extended piece of hose?
Oh, there certainly could be, Bob. You're creating a lot of extra junctions in the root between the soap nozzle in the sink and the actual pickup point on the tube down below.
Right.
But in my mind, here's what we did at our house. We bought two of those soap dispensers, okay? And we threw the head away for one, and we keep the other one underneath the kitchen sink. So when that needs to be filled, we fill that plastic container, take the pump mechanism out of the top of the kitchen sink, and we simply pour it in there. Because if you don't do that, you never know when you're full or empty, and sometimes it overflows, and now you've got yourself soap mess everywhere, and it takes you a few minutes to rinse all that away.
Yeah, I'm not sure I follow that, because what we've done as an option is we just pour into the pump unit directly from that larger container. The problem is that then you can't see when the bottle is full.
And this solves that problem.
Oh.
See, you because once you put the pump mechanism down in that soap container, it takes up room. And generally, oh, if you fill that container up to full is what you can see it. Then you put this pump mechanism in there. Then it pushes all the soap out on top of the counter. So what we've learned to do is just mark this secondary container, and you can do it with any measurement. So mark it and fill it to that mark, remove the pump mechanism, then go from that container into the soap container, and you don't have to worry about all that mess. I think the bulk disposal system, this bulk dispensing system you're talking about, may have a chance of working, Bob, if you elevated it a bit and put it closer up underneath the sink rather than trying to ask that small little aerated pump to pull it all the way from the bottom of the cabinet. Actually put a little shelf and put the large soap dispenser up as close as you can. And it will help a lot if you can pre-fill that flexible tube from the large dispenser to the pump. I think then you might have a chance of getting that mechanism to work.
At our Christmas blog, we just posted it back on our Facebook for a quick link reference. There's a lot of great things you can find on there. This is something that we started. Well, I mean, these are traditions that we've had for years and years and years. But we put this together, and we constantly are updating and editing this blog just because, when we started it, I don't think y'all had any grandkids in 08, and now we're at 11 or 12. Not we, y'all.
It'd be at 11 when your little next one comes.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of our favorite Christmas albums on there with our favorite songs that we used to listen to over and over and over again. You've heard a lot of them here today. The Kenny and Dolly, Once Upon a Christmas. Kind of a hard album to find anymore. I don't know, maybe iTunes makes that easier with the downloads, but it seemed like when we were putting this together, it took me a long time to physically find that CD before the popular.
That's my favorite one. I think the girl's favorite one was The Carpenters,
and Amy Grant. Tennessee Christmas, yeah. They're wonderful. And that blog, we'll repost it on Tuesday with all of our updates. We're going to freshen it up a little bit and put it out on Tuesday.
Maybe some of our new great Christmas ideas that we were talking about this year. We could, for gift ideas or doing things for other people, the Nutcracker. But one of the best things on there is the pecan recipe, the Cajun spiced roasted pecans. And you did 40 pounds over the last week, and we gave them out to all of not all of them. We were still in the process of delivering to a lot of our partners. And that was a great idea. Where did you get 40 pounds of pecans?
Well, I went to Sphinx Date Ranch.
Oh.
And they said that this is the first time in a while they've had actual Arizona pecans, and they are beautiful. Great, big, tasty, fresh pecans.
They really have a lot of flavor.
They do.
So. And you put them in a mason jar that was about a quart.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, everyone that got one from me was about 90% full.
You skimmed off the top, did you? Yeah. I found out a few tricks this time. It's the recipe calls for the seasoning to taste, which is red pepper, garlic powder, and salt. Well, after about 10 batches, I couldn't taste anymore. I gained about 5 pounds making those. So I, for one cookie sheet, 2 cups of pecans, 1 tablespoon of red pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, made them how you like, how Rosie
likes. Yeah, they're perfect.
Them.
They're perfect. Absolutely perfect.
And the most popular thing on that blog is the audio recording from the original 2005 reading of The Cajun Night Before Christmas by Baby K and Dr. Rosie. We'll have that coming back right after this.